This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The House of Representatives Judiciary Committee voted Wednesday to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt of Congress for not releasing an unredacted version of Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller's report on Russia's meddling in the 2016 presidential election. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
The vote is part of the legal battle over access to the Robert Mueller Russia report.
There are 24 ayes and 16 noes.
Ahead of the vote, President Trump asserted executive privilege over the report and reserved the right to block access. Committee Chair Jerry Nadler says this is an attempt by the executive branch to take power away from Congress and the American people.
We've talked for a long time about approaching a constitutional crisis. We are now in it.
The ranking Republican on the committee, Doug Collins, says there is no constitutional crisis.
This is simply another entrance to defame the Attorney General, to lower him in the eyes of the public.
Republicans on the committee say Democrats are not happy with the findings of the Mueller report. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Meanwhile, the Senate Intelligence Committee has subpoenaed Donald Trump Jr., calling him in to answer questions about his 2017 congressional testimony. The committee has renewed interest in talking to President Donald Trump's eldest son after Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, told a House committee in February that he had briefed Trump Jr. approximately 10 times about a plan to build a Trump Tower in Moscow. Trump Jr. had told the Senate Judiciary Committee in 2017 that he was only peripherally aware of the proposal to build the building. The Senate Intelligence Committee has been investigating Russian election interference and President Trump's ties to Russia for the past 2 years. For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump imposed new sanctions on Iran Wednesday, hours after Iran's president said he was pulling out of parts of the former six-nation nuclear deal. Trump said in an executive order that there will be new sanctions on Iranian metal exports, including steel, aluminum, copper, and iron, major sources of revenue for Tehran. The president's action came after Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said his country will suspend its compliance with prohibitions on stockpiles of enriched uranium and heavy water imposed as part of the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. Rouhani said if there is no sanctions relief within 60 days, Iran would resume uranium enrichment at higher levels. Trump pulled the U.S. from the Iran nuclear deal 1 year ago. The United States has reimposed sanctions against Tehran since. The lawyer for Chinese tech giant Huawei's CFO Meng Wanzhou says she will ask a Canadian court to stop the case against her because of comments from President Trump. Meng is under house arrest in Canada, awaiting possible extradition to the United States, where she's wanted on fraud charges. Her lawyer said that he would intervene in Meng's case if her lawyer said that comments by President Trump that he would intervene in her case if it would help U.S.-China trade talks show the case against her is politically motivated. Benjamin Howes is Vice President of Media Affairs with Huawei China.
From the beginning, Huawei has expressed extreme confidence in Ms. Meng's innocence. We have maintained that her U.S.-ordered arrest was an unlawful abuse of process, one guided by political considerations and tactics, not by the rule of law.
Canadian police arrested Meng on a U.S. warrant in December on charges of violating U.S. sanctions against Iran and defrauding banks by hiding her activities through a Huawei subsidiary. Chinese Vice Premier Liu He arrives in Washington Thursday for trade talks as the United States prepares to raise tariffs on Chinese goods in the middle of his visit. At a rally in Florida on Wednesday, President Trump said China had broken the deal and would face stiff tariffs.
President Xi is a friend of mine, great guy, but he's for China. I'm for the USA. I'm for the USA. So we're going to see. They come in tomorrow, and whatever happens, don't worry about it. It'll all work out. You know why? It always does. Don't worry about it.
Beijing, meanwhile, said the Chinese side deeply regrets if the U.S. tariff measures are implemented, China will have to take necessary countermeasures. For more, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.